What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
What's happening? That's right. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, this is a weekly podcast that we do. You can watch it on YouTube or you can listen to it on all of the podcast streaming platforms. But this is an episode, this is a show, a podcast where we talk about our point of views on things, you know? Mm-hmm. That's why it's called Let Us Tell It. You know, we black men, we husbands, we fathers, we uncles and brothers and all that jazz. We done been in and out of relationships. If you got a question, if you want to know, let us tell it. Go on and ask it.
Straight from men.
Straight from men. Mm-hmm. Men itself. So what's going on with you, man?
Cooling.
You cooling?
Yeah. Everything been good. How about yourself?
I can't complain. Hey, one thing we struggle with is not dressing alike. Y'all don't know, a lot of times we'll plan to shoot like a couple of episodes at once and we'll show up with like the same shirt or
it'll be really close, so similar.
Like, we basically got on the same shirt. We always look like player A and B on Nintendo.
Couple of episodes we had the same color jeans on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
That time we went to shoot pool and we had on the same outfit, he had to change. We don't shop together.
I see that we like the neutral colors, but then we try to spice it up. Like,
yeah, when we spice it up, we end up getting the same. Like, oh, it's a nice shirt. And 3 hours before, he done picked out the same shirt.
Oh, man.
But anyway, y'all, so yeah, this is our podcast. So today, Goose found this podcast. Anyway, we're going to be talking about submission. And submission from women and what that looks like in different aspects of it.
Submissive woman.
Submissive.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Can't get enough of that.
So, that's crazy because when I got married, you know, the whole in the vows it says, you know, will you submit and blah, blah, blah. And the way I don't know if I said it out here or not before, but one of the pastors brought up a good point. He was like, when you submit, it doesn't mean you're in the weaker position. He said, when it's raining outside, you submit to an umbrella, but who's in the better position?
Ah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But we're going to get into all that, all the different different levels and the things of what we understand it to be and things and how we've dealt with it.
Yeah.
Or how we've experienced it. Because, what, you want to take it?
I want to first mention this this stuff that be going on in these churches, we ain't even talked about this.
Just threw a monkey wrench all up. Adjustable wrench. Monkey wrench is a racial term. Adjustable wrench. You know, throw a wrench all up into the gig.
I just want to make this statement. It's on his
mind because he was watching it right before. But it kind of goes in with it. Being submissive.
Yeah. Okay.
Think about the age difference.
There we go. All right, so we can...
Angel be feeling. I don't be wanting to follow no script.
I add that with my definition of.
No, but talk about it though.
Okay.
Get it off your chest. Look, get it off your chest.
I'm getting it off.
Yeah.
And this happens, I know it happens in other places, but in the church and in these religious areas. For some reason, these men like marrying. Well, I know why they like to marry younger females, because obviously they're young tenders. They submitting to the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But this pastor is 63 years old, and he just married an 18-year-old girl that graduated from his Sunday school class. How is this even happen? How are the people in the church allowing this to happen and allowing this man to still step on stage and act as a leader? I don't understand this, man. I don't even know how, and I haven't done enough research because literally, like Mark said, I was just here like 63, 18, like what? And this is happening. I find it very, I don't even know what's happening on that one. We're going to wait for a minute.
Nah, go ahead. We're just going to talk over it.
Okay.
I don't think you can hear that well through Eve.
Nah, okay. I think it's crazy, disgusting, and this man needs to be dealt with. I don't know. Well, I guess she's 18, so it's legal. But where are her parents at? Where are the people in the church? How is this? Come on. 63 or 68 and 18? This girl doesn't know anything about life. And she's with this 63, 68, however old this man is. 60s.
Don't even matter. 60s. At that point. Yeah.
If he was 50, 40, really. But yeah, that was just on that's 30. I want you all to know I'm disgusted by it, and that's where I stand with stuff like that. Since that's a subject I can touch on and not be canceled.
In my opinion, somebody need to beat that boy's ass.
Woo!
Straight up. He need his teeth kicked in.
Man.
It ain't no convincing. There's no convincing in this world that you could do to me that said that's gonna make that look okay. Like you said, the part that Goose was listening to, he was talking about she's grown. She's a grown woman. She's not grown. She's still a baby.
Yep.
That girl is still a baby. 18, like Goose said, you know nothing about life at the age of 18. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to fall into the trap of an older person with that much more experience than you at a young age like that.
Mm-hmm.
People like that, you a predator to me. You a predator. You prey on the young. And I'm gonna say the weak, not to say that she's weak, but I'm gonna say the young and the weak, because as far as intellectual capacity, you are a lot more stronger than she is.
Yeah.
At that age. That's absolutely disgusting. Like I said, pastor or not, if I'm in your congregation, I'm beating your ass as soon as I hear about that.
Easily, man.
I'm gonna knock you all up out the pulpit.
Easily. Every
any man, any grown man in that congregation that knows this man that ain't handling him or dealing with that, grown woman either, somebody need to step up. I don't care what nobody says. Somebody need to kick him in his chest.
Yeah.
At me. Like, that's disgusting, man.
That's what I wanted y'all to know where I stand on that. If you ever doubted my character, that's where I'm at on that bull, because. First of all, for them to even get married at that point, there was something going on before
that. 17, 16. When did she start Sunday school, and how soon did he start messing with this little girl?
That's what I'm saying.
She been in Sunday school since 12?
He didn't just start talking to her when she turned 18. The man has been, I didn't do my research. I don't know what country this is in, but when I heard him speaking,
he sounded like he from the South.
Yeah. He sounded like he up in
the southern part of the United States of America.
US. That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, that's a big issue. I know it ain't just me. A lot of people have the issue with, especially the way churches can be ran and having this high regard that people hold religious people, I'll call them of power, for I guess lack of a better term. Like, if you believe in God, which I do, I was born and raised Christian. I'm non-denominational now, but however, I was born United Methodist. Non-denominational now, because as I got older and got my research in and did everything, I'm like, where did all these different sets of, that was all man-made. Ain't none of that written nowhere. So that part don't matter. If you're praising God, you know, so be it. Do your thing. However, the high regard that people hold these people of power in, I don't do that.
Mm-mm.
I respect them.
Yeah.
But of you course. Got people bowing and kneeling to the, no. And
turn.
You can look at it how you want. However, I will respect somebody. If I need religious guidance, I'll go to somebody, but I'm not going to praise them as, you know, the Holy Trinity. And then you right above, right below them. And then me.
Yeah.
I'm not praising you.
Yeah.
You got just as many sins, if not worse, than I do.
This guy proven in other pastors.
And I married a family that got four ministers in it. Actually, eight, because all their husbands is ministers.
What?
My mother-in-law, all angel sisters.
Really?
Yes.
All angel sisters are pastors?
Yes.
What?
And goodness, I walk up gracious. There being the heathen that I am. But they accepted me because their past, present, and future ain't no better than mine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't. You got my blood pressure up.
Yeah, man.
You drink some water.
Why you be mad?
You need to change your algorithm. Goose got the most toxic.
How did that pop up, man? Where did I see
that? You got the most toxic algorithm. And look, y'all going to, when we get into this episode, you going to see what I'm talking about. Hey, Goose come in. Hey, you heard about this dude? You're going to change it. Tools and stuff should be coming up on there.
Woo. I get the little tool fixes. The little
get you in the Nature
videos.
Channel stuff or something. I don't know.
Shoe repair. Where did I see it?
Anything
YouTube. I got all this toxic energy.
I got all science, cars, and guns.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
man, your old sagging ball jokers, leave these girls alone, man.
Could you?
Punk.
You know what's crazy is there are.
I want to say more, but we don't.
We're trying to keep it. Keep
you
YouTube from jive
turkey.
We're trying to keep too much editing for one of us to have to do.
That's what
you jive turkey. You. Nah, you disgust me.
Yeah, man.
Anybody in that kind of position doing something like that. Shoot, I forgot what I was about to say.
And anybody that go to that church, I see you in the street. It's on site.
Because you part of the problem.
It's on
y'all
site.
Know what's happening. We over threatening these people. Why should be a bunch of just 90-year-olds?
That's probably what it
hey,
is.
Hey, Bethel. Hey, let me holler at you real it quick. Got to be. Now, what it is.
It got to be one of them old country pulpit churches. I mean.
Like baby's great-grandmama. That's what I was about to say. It's like friends I met out here that have grown women, grown adults now as children. I met them when some of them were 10 and 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of our friends, Anissa is probably like 22, 23.
Mm-hmm.
I met her when she was 12. I still see her as a little baby, a little 12-year-old.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody of that age, that's how I'm going to view them.
Yeah.
I'm 40. If you in your early 20s, I'm viewing you regardless of where we are in the age bracket. I know it changes once you get older. Like a dude in his, late 20s dating an 18-year-old, that's a large stretch.
Mm-hmm.
But a dude in his late 40s dating a early 30s, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
However, she's got some experience under her belt. If she went to college, she done lived a little bit of a life. Yeah. She got a little bit of street smarts to her. At that point, you can consider her grown.
Yeah.
But 18, come on. That got me hot. Anyhow.
All right. Moving on.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Moving on, the way he was able to do that is because, and what he's probably into is he wants someone to submit to him, which is a lot easier for her to do in her mind, is to submit to him because he is coming from a place of, she's probably seeing him as a place of power, I'm assuming. I don't know anything about this young lady.
I would assume that as well, and I would assume that church is full of the same type of people. So
he's used to people to submitting to him.
Yeah, or mm-hmm. And the men of that congregation are probably they probably have younger wives or some crazy submitting wives. Mm-hmm. That's how it's
very
able to happen.
Old school, archaic way of looking at it is like you got
Mormon?
Six, no, you just got 5 or 6. Kids by different women all at the same time. Your wife done stuck right. Look, that was that old school way. All my mom, probably my daddy's side too. Uncles, all of these dudes got kids the same age by different. I got uncles that got 2 sons that look nothing alike, but they both look just like him.
Dang. But ain't none of these guys
but they
on the pool pit.
Women.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they babies' mamas was grown at the time. They grow is it's different.
But they ain't on the pulpit praying on these young girls
right.
in their Sunday school.
Praying on them after they pray on them.
On their Sundays in their Sunday school class. But so he wants a submissive woman.
Uh-huh.
And he's gonna have one because what else is she gonna do? She has nothing else to do but to submit. And that's one level of submission.
Right.
Right. So you have women that are and men, because men can be submissive, but we're talking about women right now. Women, that there are women that offer submission, right? Back in the day, a woman didn't really have too many rights to do anything. Mm-hmm. So if you found a man that worked and had a household, you literally submitted, not because you wanted to, it's because you had to, and that's what you offered this man that could mm-hmm. provide. So you had to submit to survive, right? Obviously now things have changed and women are making more money than men, flourishing, and that's great. And you have some women that have the 50-50 situation where yeah. the man is paying some bills, the woman is paying some bills, and the woman is submissive to an extent, okay? And she's submissive to an extent because he's bringing in 50 and she's bringing in 50. And obviously this is, it varies each way.
Like a fingerprint.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
couple to couple almost.
Yeah. yeah. It varies.
It varies each, yeah.
It varies. So, but from what I've seen, and even in my own marriage, if this man is bringing in 50 and she's bringing in 50, this woman, if she cooks every night and provides a meal every night, but she also goes to work, right? She is not happy cooking every night, providing every night for this man that can't handle the entire load financially of the household, right? She's getting sick of cooking. Now, Greg, hey, you know, you ain't a woman. You see it all the time. And women say it in a joking manner. So, oh, I ain't cooking tonight. Nah, y'all ain't. I'm watching this. I ain't doing this tonight. Because she be tired of doing the stuff. But she's submitting. She's submitting to an extent. You understand? Because he's not taking care of everything. So the video that I watched, this young lady was saying that she packs her man's bags. So you go on vacation. He ain't got to pack his bag. She's packing, pulling his socks out, folding his drawers. You ain't got to worry about nothing. I pack my own bag when I go anywhere. It's not even a question. I don't even think my wife even.
I wouldn't trust Angel to pack my stuff. I'm like, nah, I got it.
But
she was saying that she, to me, it sounded like a personal assistant. Like she does, man. She does anything for him before he thinks to do it for himself, basically.
Yes. So that's another level of submission when you're doing any and everything for this man where he doesn't even have to think about anything but what he has going on. Now,
y'all go ahead.
Okay. Now, the difference.
The caveat of this whole thing.
Is that the man is wealthy.
He Cam Newton. Cam Newton's girlfriend. The stuff that she was saying, I'm like, okay. Apparently the chick interviewing her was like, so what do you offer?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. What do you get out of this? What'd she say?
This is her love, basically her love language. And
financial.
She didn't say financial. The girl asked.
She said,
her,
oh no, hold on. Be with her? Yeah, go ahead.
So she didn't say she gets financial, but the girl was like, would you do this for a broke guy? So this is what I loved about the comment. The way she phrased the question. So the young girl said, what do you mean by broke? So the girl said, your income is needed to help float the household, basically. And the girl said, oh, no. No, I wouldn't. Oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
So, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh,
so,
no.
I'm saying, my whole thing is, women don't get delusional when it comes to this submissive. Submissive.
I would fold his socks.
Yeah,
like, I would. Hey, my boy, them don't, you got a left one and a right one. Here, look at two rights. Here, you just give me your suitcase, okay? I got it, man. I appreciate everything you done, man. You got me my car sitting out there. Here, let me fold. Man, you going to have wrinkles in your shirt when you fold it like this. You got to put a crease down.
Why you doing
that?
I'm clipping the nail.
You need come anything on, else, homeboy? You like your hats. Which hat? You know what? Don't even worry. I got your outfits together. I'm going to go grab your hats. You know, three last ones.
Hey.
It was fire, homeboy. Let me go get them. Need anything else? You know, goldfish is fed. Let me get draws. You want the silk Tommies or the Anotic? I got you. Don't even worry about that. I'm packing and folding all that, dude. We be downstairs whenever you ready. Me and Goose going downstairs with suitcases.
Hold on, you come downstairs, you tag me in. All right, bud, you got to run this bad water. All right.
Put the lavender in the water. He like the lavender. Sam over there taking care of us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's another.
Hey, Jakai, what you doing? I don't know. Goose up there getting his water together. Yeah. I packed his stuff.
I'll be home
by 8. His flight's at 6:45. I'll be home about 8 o'clock.
Oh man!
Oh shoot!
I just knew when I heard this, I was like, "Man, that's what I need." That's woo! She doing it. Hey,
then she threw it out there.
Oh man! Well, she didn't even say whole interview. She didn't even say who a man. I think.
No, you ended up telling me.
Yeah, because I was like, who is she? And who is her? Yeah. And then I looked
up. I think she has her own money, though.
She does have her own money. So, but her saying that she wouldn't do it for a broke guy, and that's not.
But in her opinion, broke would be making the same amount as her.
Yeah, well, not even that's making.
That's what it sounded like. If you 50-50, I don't know how much money she got.
Yeah.
But if you 50-50.
If she has to put in anything.
If she has to put in any, yeah, I take it back. If she putting in anything, it's like. You need my help? Nah, I ain't fold nothing for you. You cook for yourself.
Yeah. So, being submissive, every man, what she does for her dude, every man wants that. I want my wife to pack my bags. I want her to have food spread out for me. I want her to scratch my back at night. I want her to do, I mean, if you, every man wants it, all right? Now, you have to look at reality and see, is that even a, does your wife even have the time? Do you even have the time for that? Mind you, they don't have children either. So she's not taking care of any kids. And that's, I would love to see that pop off with one child in the household. And now you still doing all this stuff for your that boyfriend or girlfriend. So we don't know where it's going to be 6 months from now. But it's easy for me to say, I think it's easy for a woman to submit to a man that is taking care of everything. So all she has to do is take care of him. So that's easy. That's all you have to do. Now in my situation, me and my wife we understand the dynamic of what's going on. When we first got together and we lived in Atlanta, we had no children. I was covering all the bills. She had her own job, though, right? But every time it was time for dinner she enjoyed cooking dinner. It wasn't because I was covering the bills. She enjoyed it, but also, like, shoot, let me do this for my man. He likes this. He liked that. He likes this. He likes that. And there was no issue with that, right? I didn't, like, yeah, my wife cooking. I love this. Blase, blase. But she never washed my clothes. I always wash my clothes. So there's another variation of submissiveness, because some men were probably like, nah, you got to wash my clothes too, you got to cook for me. So submissiveness, it's just a variation of, it varies between everybody. But best to believe, if my wife didn't have to worry about anything, I'm quite sure the initiation in her head would probably be like, I'm folding his clothes, I'm washing his clothes, I'm doing everything for this man because I like this cushion lifestyle. So where I stand on submission is basically, it's tailored, like they said on their podcast.
He done closed out his statement like five times.
I
did.
I think submissiveness is varies between relationships and whatever floats your boat. But it changes, you know, as you go along, because you then introduce children, you introduce new jobs, you know what I'm saying? You introduce new situations to where now I have to take care of the kids at the house while my wife works, or vice versa. Or now we both have to bring in our income together to take care of the household and split chores. And then the dynamic with sex, you know, that's a whole nother level of submission. Some women like to be dominated. Some men like women initiating. So, man, you got to figure that out between each other. But with you, how you feel about submission?
I think it can be a misconception of when people hear the word submissive,
yeah,
or to submit, everybody's mind, I think, a lot of people's mind go directly to one spot of you need to submit and obey.
That's exactly
things like that. And that's not what it is. It's like Angel, she's always seen me as head of household.
Yep.
Regardless of what position we was in. When I first moved to California, that's when Angel booked ER. She was making an astronomical amount of money more than me. But she still viewed me as head of household to make basically final decisions, or not that she needed permission to do anything, but it was just like, she's always viewed me as head of household because that's something that she trusts in me. She sees me as protection. She sees me as somebody strong that can handle things if anything goes left.
Yeah.
A lot of times people hear submission and it's only looked at as one thing. However, I'm only speaking from, you know, the experience that I have in my marriage, and that's, you know, what she is what you see. Angel don't put on no fake facade, and like that strong alpha, if you want to call it, type A personality that she is, that she comes off as, that's exactly what she is. However, even some strong women want to be able to be submissive to a man in certain aspects. Mm-hmm. Not that they need to, you know, like I said, cower down and bow. However, submitting to him taking control, or him being that strong pillar of the household, or being that foundation of, or being, I need you there for me. Mm-hmm. You know, like the umbrella analogy, it's like, no, I need you there for me. I need you there to protect me, or that foundation. No, I need to make sure, if I fall, you got me. Yep. Regardless of how high I'm soaring, you're going to be my safety net and be there for me. That could be a form of, you know, me speaking as a woman, me submitting to my spouse to make sure for my comfort as well as his. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, it's so many different aspects to it. It's like, you know, I know when we getting it on, when I'm getting the cheeks, Angel, she arrives to promised land a lot quicker when I'm in control. When I'm sitting there and restraining her to a certain position, that she's like, hey, thank you, sir. You know, versus her being on top. But that's like, again, that's a whole different thing. But it's so many different aspects to it. It's one of those where I think the man and the woman can both submit in different ways. You know, you never know. That's the thing, is like, what do you consider submission to be in your relationship? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like me, the way we handle our finances, you know, we split everything. So that's not, that's neither one of us being, you know, submissive. It's like, not, we don't split everything down the middle. I handle certain things, Angel handles certain things. She handles the mortgage and whatever, and you know, more, I'm sorry, we split the mortgage down the middle. The bill she handles, I handle, I finance and purchase all the cars. Mm-hmm. You know, that's like, and it all evens out, depending on what it is, it all evens out. So it's, but at the same time, that's something that, you know, if she were to come and say, well, I think we need to do it this way, I wouldn't be like, no, we can't do it. I'm like, well, let's talk about it. Which is the better situation to be in? Which is what's going to benefit us both? Let's talk about it. And that, whether it the idea comes from me or her, we're going to talk about it as a couple together.
Yeah.
You know, if I see it's going to work out a certain way, if she see it work out a certain way, like we, if it's even, if it's even, it's like, you know what? No, we'll go ahead and just do it your way. Or I might be like, no, let's just stick to this because this is working. She'll be fine with it. So yeah, that's the whole, the phrase submission, I think, or submitting, people hear it, they automatically go to old girl's case of, I'm going to cook for you. I'm going to clean for you. I'm going to be your personal assistant. I'm going to be your servant. I'm going to be this. That ain't always submission. Like the whole, the laundry. I don't want Angel to do my laundry.
Yeah.
I'm extremely particular when it comes to my laundry. I wash and dry certain things. Some things I don't dry.
Yeah.
I let them air dry. I fold everything a certain way. This shirt right here, I didn't have to iron this. It's the way I fold it. Angel don't iron as, she don't fold as good as I do.
Okay. Like, makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's just certain things. It's like I've dated submissive women before, and I wasn't a big fan of that. I need somebody just as strong as me to help hold us down. Not to say that they weren't, you know, nice young ladies, but their personality in a relationship was naturally to submit. That's just not me. I was just like, you know, disagree. Not even, this ain't even about disagreeing, but it's just like, just be you. I just need that strong. I don't gel well with the submissive, young lady as my partner. I need somebody strong, just as strong as me, to hold it down. And I don't have to worry about, you know, even though as a man, as a father, as a husband, I do worry. I'm constantly, men, you know, we're not, most of us are very cautious about what's going on with our families. Mm-hmm. You know, you think about me, not that we worry, but it's just like, no, we're very cautious when it comes to our, for lack of a better term, cautious when it comes to our families. But I don't, that's, you know, Angel, is, she's on the side of the road and her phone done went dead. She knows how to change a tire.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
She
can handle it. She came home one day. That's exactly what happened. Hands was all dark. I'm like, what happened? Phone died and I had to change my tire. All right. But she know if, even though she's capable of doing that, if she would have called me and said, what's going on? I'm on my way. I'm going to change your tire for you. That's me submitting to her call. It's like, no, I got you. Here I come.
Yeah.
I know how to do it. I don't care if you know how to do it. I'm coming to do it. Don't you worry about it. Because now I got to listen to you after you break a nail. I got to hear that fussing. it's different aspects to it. I think in especially today's society, I think it is a lot easier because, like you said, a lot of women, they have their own now. You know, women, the big independent thing came on. Women got their own money. They balling out, doing their thing. It would be, I would assume, for a woman like that to, it'd be easier for her to submit certain aspects in certain ways to a man that is a lot more financially stable than her or somebody. Basically, women want to feel safe.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing. You want to feel safe and secure. And I think that's why it's easy for athletes, celebrities to have certain women that normally wouldn't be going for that. Mm-hmm. Or take certain roles in a man's life that you would be like, but hold on, girl, why would you just be one of his chicks? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's like, and that's actually Angela explained that to me. She was like, no, a lot of women are not used to that stability. It's that stability. It's just like when we first started dating, it's like, you know, Christmas and everything, I'm balling out on that here, pow, spending all kinds of money. It's like, that's wasn't something that she was used to.
Yeah.
And luckily I was in a position to where I was finally in the position to where I was able to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I ain't never spent that much money on nobody. But and I was the way I was explaining it, we talked about this one day. I was at a barbershop. This is years and years ago when I first moved here. I only went to the barber out here like 3 times. And I was at a barbershop one time, and I don't know nobody in there. I'm just found the barbershop. It was my second time going there. This dude, I think it was a salon next door. Anyway, this dude pulls up. He's in like a brand new Jag.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he's in there talking to his boys, and he's like, watch this. His girl was walking down the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. It was right here in San Fernando Valley. He steps out, sitting there talking to her, points at the car. You can tell by her physical, about her emotion, she was impressed.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, hey, I'll holler at y'all later on. They both jump in the car. He drives off.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? I was like, I don't know. One of my homegirls, she said she used to be like that. But I don't know many women that would just be impressed by a dude's car just to hop in. But the presence of money is the presence of stability.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier because a lot of women don't get that.
Yeah.
So it's easier for a woman that it will go for that to go for it when they see it.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. But I had one of my homegirls, she was like, she ain't with this dude no more. She said, I literally gave that fool my number because he had on a Gucci belt and was driving a BMW.
Yeah.
Granted, he probably didn't pay for either one, but that's what she saw.
If you have a choice, this could lead, you know, I could be the at-home wife now or at-home girlfriend, not doing anything. All the stresses of life are gone.
Yeah, well, she ended up taking care of him.
See, that's
like, I ain't even front, man. Like, that's for real. Like, y'all still together, huh? Well, you know.
Dang.
He's a dreamer.
Yeah.
He finally came and saw the light.
Yeah. Well, listen to you talk. So submission is like is a team, being a part of the team. You know what I'm saying? Your umbrella analogy. I'm using the umbrella as or the house. Everybody's under one household, mm-hmm. doing what they can to keep from being wet.
Right.
So I'm gonna help support the household and make sure everything functions properly. So if that's me taking care of this and that's you taking care of that, that's submission, you know.
Right.
And being open to criticism and to change is submission. Not just I'm gonna do it my way in this house. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So when you're able to conversate and negotiate with your partner without getting irritated, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying, causing a commotion, that's submission as well. Now, do you think most men want a submissive woman?
I think it depends on the man. The ones I know men that are with submissive women,
mm-hmm.
but it's not submissive in the aspect that my wife is submissive. It's submissive in the aspect of she gonna shut her mouth when I talk.
Okay.
Some men want that. Some men need that. I find it a little strange, but to each his own. Some women want that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they want to be put in their place. They want to feel like he's in control. I've actually heard women say, it's like, no, I want to be with someone that will submit. However, it ain't because she's a pushover.
Mm-hmm.
It's just she wants somebody that she can submit to, somebody strong enough to be in that position. However, other women, the ones I've seen that, I ain't gonna say the ones, not all of them, but I can think of like 2 or 3 right now, like off the top of my head, and I'm just like, wow, you, for a lack of a better term, don't have a backbone.
Mm.
But if it works in their relationship, I'm not judging. You know, do you. But does every man want a submissive woman? I know submissive men. <It's> like, I do. I know some dudes right now that's like, They women can, hey, shut your conversation up, get my bags, put them in the car, sit in there until I'm done.
So in okay. That, you know? I guess, I think, okay, so when I say submissive, well, I guess we've already explained there's different categories of being submissive. Yeah. Being submissive is my tire popped, need you to come change it. That's you submitting to it. So I guess what does every man want a submissive woman when it comes to sex? That, like, being available for sex whenever he wants it.
Oh, availability? Of course every man wants the availability.
Because I was about to say, you lying, because I know I want
it. Oh, yeah, no, I did. That's a given. Okay. Like, don't nobody want to be like, don't want to hear I'm tired or sleepy. No man want to hear that.
Yeah.
If they do, I'm tired and sleepy, but.
Yeah. But you know I can work it in.
You know, yeah, I'm going to get, just don't be too long. I got you. yeah, of course on that level, but I don't feel like that's submitting. That's just her, you know, just being willing to just, you know, get it in, I guess. I don't know.
Do you think household chores, washing dishes, clothes, cleaning of the house, do you think a man wants his wife or his woman to take care of that? He doesn't want to have any of that burden.
I think that's a little difficult. Like, I think that's more like of a quote unquote gender role thing that some people still believe in. It's like, if that's something naturally, you know, I lived on my own, Angel's lived on her own. If I usually don't let, like, we got sons now, so usually I make them take out the trash. But that's something I never really let her do unless she just did it without me knowing or was in the middle of doing it. I've always wanted to be like, I got the trash. You know, not that she can't do it. She done took out a whole bunch of trash on her own, you know, in our house or before we were together. But that's one of those things where it may be an archaic or old school way of looking at it, but I'm like, don't take it. I got the trash. Mm. Washing the dishes. It's like, I would rather do the dishes personally, because I don't feel, just me being particularly in, I don't feel like she know how low the dishwasher. You know, dishwasher, things should be a certain way. You should be able to fit more stuff in the goddamn dishwasher. Hey, she can put the dishes up.
Okay. See,
put the dishes up. I load it. Don't worry about it.
Now, me and my wife, we do the same thing to where it's like, you make the bottle, I'm going to go wash the baby.
Yeah, you split, you know? Split that up.
Or, hey, you fold the kids' clothes and I'll wash the dishes.
Yeah.
So
with us, it's like, you put a diaper on him, changing all that, I'll put his in the bed.
Yeah. So that type of submission,
I just feel like it's teamwork. I don't know if that's submitting or not.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Submission is making sure the household works. Y'all under one roof, making the team win. You feel me? So that's what I think a man wants. Now, the dynamics change, especially when it comes to the kids and the financial aspect of stuff. When
that's what I was gonna say. Yeah. Like, old girl, like Cam Newton's girlfriend, she's submitting to him, doing all of that stuff. However, she ain't got nothing to worry about.
Yeah,
so it's true. Just like, if it works with him, that's great.
Yeah. There's, you know, nothing wrong with what she's doing.
Yeah, no. If she, now people say, might say, oh, well, she's setting a bad example. Well, why would she do that? If it's working for them, she ain't out there preaching that everybody needs to do that. None that I know of, anyway.
Nah.
But if she's preaching that every woman needs to be doing that, if doing that is finding a man that can take care of them and they ain't got to do nothing, if that's what the woman's into, so be it. But that's her level of submission is not, I would say, not the normal. You know, that was more the 50s, when I can't even say that because she got her own money.
I think in her situation, and in most wealthy men's situation, they're looking for that. They want the woman that's going to take care of everything, because I'm blessing you with this lifestyle to where you don't have to worry. So if anything ever happens to your money, you know
I'm still straight because I think I got this. And it's the lack of, there's not, well, I don't know if there's a lack of, the pool is small of Cam Newtons. There might be, there's millions of guys that make the money, but there's not that many that hold his name. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows this guy. So he's recognizable, you know what I'm saying? So for her to be able to say, that's my dude, that probably makes her feel good.
Yeah. So, I think, again, it's case by case. I wouldn't say that every man with money is looking for that, because some men with money might be looking to make more money, and they looking for their partner that can help them make more money. She ain't going to help Cam Newton make no more money.
No, but by taking care of the household and doing everything, packing his bag, and making sure he ain't got to worry about
that. Right now, we have people that clean our house. If we were to ask them to charge us a little extra to pack our bags, they would do it. And that you can have that. That's called a personal assistant.
But that helps you. That helps you free up some space.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Space. You don't need a woman to do that, or a partner to do that. That's literally called a. I know people that are personal assistants that are literally. I think they're called household manager or something like that, and they literally take care of the house and anything dealing with the house. I'm talking about paying the bills, getting stuff fixed. There are people that are paid for those services. So her doing it, she can be replaced. If that's the only thing that she's bringing to it, I don't know if they in love. I don't know the I don't know if they've been together, 6 hours or 6 years. I don't know.
Yeah,
but offering that of doing everything, somebody like that can be replaced. However, let's say in my relationship, Angel, in a way, submitting to me as far as, being head of household and all of that, that's something that can't be replaced. Same as her. I know I'm not going to be able easily to replace Angel. She ain't going to easily be able to replace me.
That's true.
This young lady, just in my opinion, that's a service that can be paid for. Again, love can't be paid for.
Yeah.
Love can be paid for if they in love. Is what it is. I'm not saying what this is or not, but everything that she named, as far as other than I think she said something about rubbing his back till he falls asleep. That's that's a little more on the we in love. This is what I'm gonna do for him. But packing bags, folding clothes, taking care of the house, cooking, cleaning, those are services that are monetary.
Yeah. Okay.
In my humble opinion.
So basically, submission, just varies, and each relationship is a different level of submission, depending on the person.
I think it's just as I think submission and that related to that is just as unique as the relationship itself.
I agree with that.
Yeah. It's like I said, I know people that are, I didn't think about this till we were talking about it just now. The men that I know that are submissive, almost in the same ways that she's submissive. However, they also are the breadwinners. And I know guys that are with submissive women. To me, it makes me uncomfortable. I don't like being around it.
Yeah,
I don't. I don't like being around it at all. I could do without. I don't know. It just ain't. We did Angel's birthday party. We got back. We was in New Orleans. We landed in L.A. that morning. We went to Essence. We landed back in L.A. that morning. We went to Starbucks, got breakfast, got on a yacht with her. Mel was there. There wasn't a submissive woman on that boat.
Yeah.
They make me uncomfortable, submissive women. It's like, because I already come off as a, as people have told me, as a, I don't know what you want to call it, not stern. I already come off as a large energy, I guess, even when I'm quiet for some reason. So for somebody to be that much of a polar opposite of me, I don't like that type of energy around me. It's uncomfortable. And the ones that I do know like that, to see them interact with each other, I don't like it.
Dang.
I don't like it. It's just like, because I'd be the one, I'm tempted to say something like, hey, dude, why don't you relax? That ain't none of my business.
Yeah.
The way they interact with each other, what I'm saying? Well, let me go do that. Man, you get up and do it yourself. Sit down, girl. He all right. Like, I don't know. It's just
I've had issues like that, or I've been in situations where other people's dynamic in their relationship is like, what is
going? Never said anything, but that's how it makes me want to say something.
Yeah.
And I don't, I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess so. So whatever floats they boat, that's like you said, what they got going on ain't none of my business.
Ain't none of my business.
It just makes me, it makes my skin crawl or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like some people don't like watermelon. Just don't eat it.
Yeah.
It's that simple. I just don't like being around it.
So I think in my definition of submission with the team being a team player, I think that in my eyes, being submissive is being a team player, making sure the household functions, making sure that the relationship functions mm-hmm. properly, and knowing that it changes, it doesn't stay the same. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So once Mel had a child, once we had a child, I had to step it up in certain situations because now that baby's the main priority. You know what I'm saying?
I just thought about that. I just thought of it, what I was trying to say earlier.
Go ahead.
So the reason of me not wanting someone that's traditionally submissive is I'm a leader, Angel's a leader. However, if it's certain things that I can't take lead on or she's stronger with, I want somebody else to be able to lead. Mm. I don't want to be the leader all the time in everything.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? This is like, if I got tunnel vision and I'm focused on this, I need somebody to be like, hey, but you forgot this path. Let me cut over here. We meet back in the middle. Bet. Mm-hmm. Like,
you want that person. If I'm not here, I know my peoples is good.
Yeah.
You know, I know my kids are fine. I know they're going to make the right decisions without me being there if it ever comes down.
Yeah. Because if I'm, and maybe they can hold their own. I don't know. If it's somebody, like, let's say we got these four boys. If something were to happen to me, if Angel was a very submissive person, would she be able to take care of them on her own?
Yeah.
Or maybe especially I'm looking at submission in the wrong way. Though. But to me, the submissiveness that I've seen in the traditional sense comes off as weak.
Yep.
To me. That's true. In the traditional sense. However, like, it's a different time, different age. This young lady, again, back in the day, you didn't have that, women making that kind of money, just going to be submissive because that's what they wanted. So I'm sure she could hold her own if they had kids. She was like, oh, you know, he ain't around or whatever happened. I got my own money. But I don't know. We're going to change your algorithm. That's what we're going to do. I need your phone for 30 minutes.
I think
look up some random stuff. Gardening.
I think the whole point of this episode is to explain, is to let you know that submission isn't a one-way street.
Yeah.
And it varies. Yeah, it varies. And I do, I want my feet rubbed and my back scratched.
Yeah, we rub each other's feet. She rub my feet, I rub her.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels better than the masseuse do.
It does. It does.
When your wife does it, I don't know. It just feels better. I don't know. Mm. Masseuse, I don't be liking massages, though. I like massages from Angel, but I haven't been to a masseuse where I'm like, yeah, I need to come back here. They see it as a challenge to try to hurt me.
I tell them to hurt me.
See, I don't like all. I need you to take deep. Your elbow through my back to my chest.
I be needing that deep, deep tissue.
Just go get into a fight then. That's how I be feeling when I leave. I'm like, I didn't need all that. Anyway, we off subject. Let us know down below. Are you submissive? Do you want to submit to someone? Or do you want someone to submit to you?
How far do you go with your submission?
Absolutely. How far
are you? Are y'all out there folding your men's socks? Are you out there folding your ladies' underwear?
They're going to let us know in all of that, man.
Okay.
Do you go back in for 15 minutes?
Do you put your girl lashes on? Do you put the glue on her eye for her so she can put the eyelashes on?
You would for the cheeks.
I've done it.
I'm going to say I've done the eyelash thing.
Yeah, it's easier to do.
Let me see.
Real close.
Angel be having her eyelashes on her eyebrows. Anyway, fam, let us know how you feel about submission and, you know, how you look at it. Anyway, I'm one of your hosts again. Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Marcus N on the gram, on Instagram. Marcus N on the book. On Facebook, you can find my man shit. That's my beard and body butter called Man Shit, manshyt.com. You can also find this podcast on YouTube if you're listening. You can find it on YouTube at Tanksley TV. Or if you're watching, you can also find it on across all podcast platforms and all that jazz. Goose, I don't let them know.
You can catch me on IG, G-O-O-L-Z-B-Y, YouTube, Building with Goose. And my website is underreppedmerch.com. Get you a crew neck. Yeah.
Absolutely. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, share, comment, forward, whatever you need to do. Keep this channel growing. We greatly appreciate all the feedback. We appreciate all of the engagement.
Mm-hmm.
It's all appreciated.
Love
y'all. Have a good one, fam.